Clayfish says she learned in late August that she had a cancerous tumor on her colon. She had successful surgery the following week. Though it was still about 2 weeks before the September primary, and revealing the medical problem might have cost her votes, Clayfish contends she kept quiet for the opposite reason, not to gain sympathy votes.
Let's face it, there are people who are out there who might have said that, and I didn't want that to skew people's perspective. If I worked at any other job, I would have continued my job, and I would have kept moving the same way I kept moving during my campaign, even after the diagnosis, even after the surgery.
Clayfish easily won the Republican primary anyway. Clayfish contends she's coming forward now so she can be a story of hope for other people battling cancer. But Clayfish also emailed her supporters this week claiming that if the U.S. had socialized medicine, she might have had to wait for treatment. As it is, the health insurance coverage of her state lawmaker husband is covering many of her bills. Clayfish says more people should have that coverage.
In fact, going on the state health plan could actually save some money for a lot of local government employees and teachers. And Scott Walker has suggested those teachers and those local government employees could go on that health care plan.
Democratic candidate for governor Tom Barrett declined to answer a question yesterday about Clayfish, other than to wish her a fast and complete recovery. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.